Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Hey, guys. Welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tan Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And my best friend and sidekick and co-host, Lynn Thornley's here today.
Hi.
Yeah.
I have a factoid for you.
You have a fact?
I have a factoid for you.
Okay, what's the factoid?
On December 2nd, 1939, LaGuardia Airport opened.
Oh, wow.
So you can go visit Heidi.
That's very cool.
I know.
LaGuardia Airport's one of the big airports in New York where I fly in to see my stepmother. So that's very, yeah, you're so smart.
1939. I know. Nice. Just off the top of my head, Alexa and I, whoop.
Oh, yeah. And we have our awesome producer, Peter Blake.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. It's good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
Glad you're back and looking forward to your show today.
Absolutely.
And tell my listeners about your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen to the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, the Sports Web, the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you our own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you. Like those other sports talk shows do on the Tantalk Sports Network from 3 to 5. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Oh, boy.
He gives me something to think about.
We should call him and see if he hangs up on us.
I won't.
Oh, you don't know what
I promise.
We might say.
I promise I won't.
Okie dokie.
Promise.
Unless you bring nonsense, because we always say three things.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense, and even that.
Well, then forget
you're
it.
Yeah. Well, we're on the right show then, because we brought some nonsense, too.
Well, some nonsense is good sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So today we have on our show Michelle Lowak from Home Care Assistance, and my buddy Mel Coppola, friend for a long time from Hearts and Care. We're going to talk about the Eden Alternative. We're going to talk about that in a little while. And we have our caregiver contest winner with us today, Lois Vollmer.
Good morning.
Hi, Lois. We're glad you're here. So after the break, we're going to talk to Lois a little bit, too.
Yay.
So, I want to say a shout out to our new listeners. We have Barbara from Largo, Jen from Dunedin, and Mike from Wesley Chapel.
Wow.
We're getting around. We're getting around. So every week we dedicate our show to a person or a purpose or whatever. And this week we're dedicating our show to Kiwanis because I love Kiwanis. And this morning I was a very robust woman, believe
you
me.
You were. I didn't go with
so
you.
So I was at the honor field of the flags, the beautiful flags in Seminole. And we had to take those flags down.
Did you take them down already?
Yeah.
I forgot to get the picture of that.
I have pictures.
I was going to say, I'm going to get the picture metal.
And I have your ribbon, so we're good. But, yeah, so I was a very robust woman. I was there moving flags. But it just
210.
212.
Wow.
And it was very cool, too, because, you know, like as we're taking the flags down, people are pulling up and beeping their horns and saying thanks. And why are you taking the flags down? And we say, well, you know, we only have a certain amount of time. So I am so grateful to the Kiwanis, all the Kiwanis associations all over the world. In the service work they do, because I think in life, service work is not an option. Service work is a responsibility. Service work is a commitment. That's kind of, you girls know that. And that's the kind of stuff I want to
teach. She didn't look at me when she said that.
You serve her.
No, she's cruel.
She's all over
She's just
it.
Very humble and quiet about her service work. Me, I'm out there like toting flags. She does other stuff. So, yeah, it's been a busy week this week. We had, Lynn and I, we had some Christmas party, Silver Santa party.
I didn't go to that one because
oh, no, you
something.
Didn't. Oh, yeah.
I forget what.
Kind of some dental
serving.
Work or something.
Oh, like. Yes, I had dental
yeah, we won't
surgery.
Talk, we won't talk about that.
And, I had teeth. It's okay.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah. And but then we had the wrap-up for the Alzheimer's Association for our the party at Michelle's place. So that was kind of cool. That was kind of fun. And then yesterday we went.
That was the best.
And we went and bought me a new couch.
Wow. We walked in the store at 3:27.
Right.
Bought the couch.
Yeah.
Found the couch. Bought the couch. Paid for the couch, and we were out of there by 20 to 4.
Woohoo!
Oh, we are. She's the only one I'll shop with because I hate that.
Yeah.
In and out.
That's right. That's what I want. That's the color I want. You got it. Let's go. And that's what I'm like with any shopping. You know, if I go into, I hate to shop. So if I go into a store and I like put this blue shirt on and I really like it, I'll take it in blue, white, and black, please.
Exactly.
You know, kind of thing. I have some wonderful friends that donate clothes to me, and they're fashion statements.
My sister,
God.
Mostly.
Yes, mostly, yeah. Her sister. Well, it was Lynn and her sister, so I used to call it the
Jolynn collection.
The Jolynn, because her sister's Joni. So.
My sister has
so they dress
gorgeous
me.
Clothes, and they're the same size.
So it's been really good. So once again, guys, so glad you tuned in today. I know your time is really precious, and I'm really glad you're here with us, and I'm really glad you're taking some time. And once again, if you can't listen to it while the show is live, you can go back and listen to it on Connecting Caregivers Radio. So let's talk about the Eden Alternative, ladies.
So excited.
What's I'm the Eden divert Alternative, you? Michelle? Ooh.
Wow, let me see.
I have fun friends.
It's just the most amazing. It's just a concept that that needs to be adopted worldwide to keep people safely home, and wherever that home may be.
Right, wherever home. Can
because
be, right.
Come closer.
Home. Sorry.
We'll get together.
We'll hug.
Did we like each other?
Yeah. I mean, it's. Everybody's choice is different. There is not a one-size-fits-all, and right now that's kind of how our society is, that, you know, if this, then this, and that's not it. It needs to be elder-centered, and they need to be part of the decision and what they want and what they would have wanted.
Well, I think that part of it is, too, is even if you're not living in your home,
right,
you can be living in your home.
Well, your home is wherever you choose to make it.
Or wherever you find yourself, as long as you're bringing
it
everything.
Might not always be your choice, yeah, in the beginning.
That's right. And as long as we, the care partner team, can support the person with everything that makes life worthwhile and makes it home for them, doesn't matter where it is.
So Mel, talk a little bit about care partner, because you know me, I'm still a caregiver.
No.
And it's an adjustment.
It's a
and I'm trying. I can adjust some other words. That's a tough one. Whatever, but. So explain the concept of that a little bit, because I love it. It makes so much sense.
It took me a while, too, Linda, and I think all of us were so used to hearing the term caregiver. I was also several times.
I remember caretaker we used to say.
Yeah.
Caretaker.
Oh, see, I don't like the caretaker.
Right. But even a caregiver, you know, many of us who find ourselves in this role actually are such giving people. And we do what we do out of love, right? Of course we do. But what we don't realize sometimes is that we're fostering helplessness with the person we're caring for, because we want to do everything for them. They want to do as well. And I heard a beautiful thing a friend of mine shared, that, you know, we give and the person's always saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And we say you're welcome, and it feels so good. Guess what? They want to
feel good too.
You're welcome too. You know, so care partner, actually, when you think about the concept of what a partner is, it's someone who gives.
It makes me think of a dance.
Yes, it is.
That's what it makes me think of.
That's a great way to look at it, Linda. It's a dance, and we do it together. Because if you're dancing by yourself, it could be great if you're watching Fred Astaire.
Right.
But add a partner in there, and how beautiful is the movement, right?
And it's okay if you step on the toes occasionally.
I always step on people's toes.
Yeah.
And you say again, I'm sorry. But, you know. But when I heard the term care partner and I looked back at my relationship with the people I had been caring for, I thought, oh my gosh, it just takes that burden right off me, knowing it's not
some of
all
it.
On your shoulders.
On me.
Right.
You know, society right now, there's so many of us giving care, and sometimes they say, oh, she's suffering as a caregiver. But we have to shift our thinking, and a woman that I'm very fond of said, it's my joy to care for my husband. It's my joy. And it truly is, but sometimes we get caught up in that other realm.
It can be so joy. It can, you know what I say. Your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life, or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
Right. And it can be both sometimes.
Yeah.
in any given moment.
No, right. No doubt about it. It's not tough. No doubt about it. It's not tough.
I think your biggest thing you need is a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lois is good at that. Lois tells us stories every now and then about her husband and Lynn and I. Like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. And you have to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like when you have kids.
Right.
When you have little kids, you got to laugh at some of the stuff they do. And they didn't, like, put that grape jelly on the walls, you know, because they wanted to annoy you. They just thought it was fun.
They were painting. They were creating.
Remember that, Lois. Every day.
Yeah. Of course, when Linda does it at my house, it's not so fun.
You know what I heard that with the Eden alternative I liked is I know when my husband was in the Grand Villa, 7 o'clock, line up for your meds. And they're all lined up and getting yelled at. And
but meanwhile, on the prescription bottle, it says you have to take your meds, let's say, 3 times a day. But it doesn't say you got to take them at 7 a.m.
Right.
When you might be sleeping or want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So tell all my listeners a little bit about that. So the scoop, or I'll tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you tell us.
I just want to say
us.
That both Linda and Michelle were trained back in, when was that, September?
Just a couple months ago.
Yeah,
far.
As associates.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to be doing
a
training.
Playing with them, yeah. And saying, what
who
is
were
it?
We trained by?
Who were we? Oh, let's see. Mel Coppola.
Oh, yes. Damn, yes.
That would be me.
Oh. It was like so.
Yeah, and we're going to talk in a little while about some trains that are coming up that we're going to be doing. But so we're talking about the meds again. Okay. So it says on the prescription bottle, you got to take it 3 times a day. It doesn't say you got to take it at 7 a.m. But communities, maybe many people from facilities or whatever, they got you lined up in the hallway, in your bed or whatever at 7 a.m. to take that med because that is what's convenient for them. That's what works for them.
Right. Efficient.
Right.
And life is not meant
right.
to be efficient.
And I might like to, in my senior years, after I have worked my entire life and taken care of a family and everything else, maybe I want to sleep until 9 o'clock.
Right.
So why can't I take my medicine at 9:30?
Right. Well, I would
well,
even
because
tell...
it'll be hard for the staff to accommodate.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Drinks. And God bless the staff. You know, we're not criticizing.
I'm not criticizing.
It's just a concept. And I would go so far as to say that whether you've worked your whole life or not, this could be a child with disabilities.
Right.
Sure.
And so wherever it is, the care needs to be for them, about them, mm-hmm. and totally centered on
well,
them.
That's...
But with the team, not just because Mel thinks this is a great idea, so we're going to do this to Lynn.
Right.
That, you know, let's make this about Lynn. And what
yes,
she
let's.
It's all about what Lynn wants.
That's right. Right.
But let's not do
right.
anything to somebody.
But right. the care plan doesn't right. say what we're going to do to or what we're going to accomplish per se. It's not just task oriented.
And I want to add just one thing that I think is pretty important because you talked about the care plan, Michelle, that we focus so often on what's the disease.
Right.
What's wrong with their body or their mind, right? Cognitive right. or physical. We focus on that no matter what, and we forget the rest of the body or the rest of the person, excuse
right.
me.
Right.
You know, their emotions, their spirituality,
right.
their, you know, everything else. So what we want to do is make the physical aspect or the cognitive aspect part of caring for the whole individual.
Well, you know, people come to my support groups, their loved ones pass away, they come back to the support group.
Right.
And their biggest regret is that during their caregiving experience, they were too task-orientated. That they didn't
guilty.
Spend that time. Yeah.
Guilty,
yeah.
We all are.
Because we don't know what to do, and right. because we maybe don't get help. Maybe we can't accept help, or we can't ask for help. But there are so many joyful moments and wonderful things that we can find out of our caregiving experience, but if we don't give ourselves that time, we're just going to miss it, and then it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's
mm-hmm.
too late.
And by doing all those tasks, Linda, when we could include the person that we're caring for,
yeah.
and having them, you know, break down the tasks we have to do so that they are able to do with us.
And I have to tell you, it takes a lot of patience to do that because I remember one time
yes.
Carol Weir McKenzie was yeah. doing something at when she was doing her thing.
Right.
And she was at a community where there was all people with Alzheimer's and dementia. And they were going to make a fruit salad. Okay, so they're all, like, sitting around the table. And they're and I am so impatient, I want to cut the fruit for them.
That's me.
Like, Linda just step back and let them enjoy themselves.
Right. And Carol is great at that.
Oh, my God. Carol's the bomb.
You're good at that.
But it was a big, you know, I really had to step back and let these people do what they could do.
Right.
And they had a great time doing it. We loved it. And then we got to eat it, you know.
And it doesn't have to be perfect sized.
Nothing has to be perfect.
Right. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's the hard thing to let go of sometimes.
Well, the hard time, I think the hard thing is that with caregiving all the time is you can't, like, be looking for that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because the outcome's going to be what it is.
Right.
Not maybe what I think it is or what I think it should be. It's going to be what it is. And then when we can go with that.
You got to do it like. I remember one time years ago when Skylar, Linda's granddaughter, was five or that. We're going to do crafts, and I'm the craft queen. Oh, this is great. I couldn't do it with her. Right. She was not. Linda says, let it. She's not doing that right.
She's not in the lines. It's not straight.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be this color.
Exactly.
Elephants are this color.
Yeah. So you were really good. You let her do what she wanted.
But I was good with that because she was a kid, and I kind of thought
it's
of
the
her
same
being.
Thing.
But I didn't think like that before.
Yeah.
I didn't think like that before until I was started to be exposed to it more, until I started to pay attention, until I started to look at the person and not the disease.
Right.
We talked about this a little bit when Linda came over. She dropped off a bundt cake, and the joy that I got to have to watch Daddy mutilate the turkey. But this was the first time in 3 years that I hand him a knife and let him do what he always did, which was cut the turkey.
And he did it?
Yeah, he did.
He mutilated it, but it worked.
I wouldn't give my husband a knife. It was like the first three cuts were, you know, they were really perfect. And then after that, because it just didn't. And so right away, everybody's starting to jump in. Daddy, we'll help. And we're like, no.
I'm over here going,
it doesn't matter.
It's just a turkey.
He's pulling it with his fingers. He got to carve the turkey.
Right.
And all those things that we take for granted. Like, this was the best thing.
And he was happy.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you saw the video.
He's the dad. That's the dad.
He was daddy. He was doing the turkey.
He got to do what he did.
That's what my turkeys look like when I carve them.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's like a big thing in our family.
What are you talking about? You
never tomatoes.
I've done one.
Oh my god!
Well,
she has sliced turkey breast from Publix.
I was gonna say from Publix.
Tell me she's sliced
turkey. But the wrapper's good.
I used to cook years ago.
Gobble, gobble, gobble is all I got to say about that.
I got a free turkey.
Yeah, we did for Martin Quartz.
And it's in Linda's fridge. My sister said, I'll cook it for you. Fine.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I might dirty my oven.
Bring it to Michelle's dad to carve.
There you go.
I'll tell you. But that's the, like, that gave me, I will never forget.
Well, it's joyful.
You didn't make him helpless. You enabled him to do
something. You let him do what he could do. Even if it's not the way you like it.
Who carved it at Kitty's?
Oh, Kitty did it herself.
Oh, did she?
Before everybody got there. Oh. She had it all carved.
She's really good. One of our neighbors always has Don and Lois over.
That's nice. That's really a nice thing.
But I had to cut pies.
You cut the pies? Pies are good. Those bundt cakes we had were good.
That bundt cake you
had was great. That's how my mother used to cut a pie in four.
Yeah, that bundt cake was the bomb, wasn't it?
How were your cups of spinach dip?
Oh, my God. The spinach dip was good, too. Oh, the chocolate covered strawberries are really good. But I got to say something about the bundt cakes.
Y'all making me hungry.
I got to say something about the bundt cakes. My friend Lisa Hine just went into this new business, and it's called All a Bundt Cake. I brought one to the party the other night, and I brought one to Assisting Hands the other day at Norton Courts, and we got one for Thanksgiving. It's the bomb. So she just started this business. I'm pretty sure there's a Facebook place page. It's a bundt cake. It's a bundt time.
And now
it's
she has different flavors because I'm not a chocolate lover.
I don't know. There's like an almond amaretto one I'm thinking about. I don't know.
Stop already with the food.
I would like if she would make.
Have a Lego.
Lisa, if you're listening, I would like if you would make mini ones.
I should kiss
like you could pick up like six cute. Different little flavors of bundt cakes. I would like that. So
Lois could figure it out.
Yeah. I would like her to make them spinach.
Yeah. Lisa's like,
I don't do
shut
sweets.
Up, girl.
I don't do sweets.
So it was all good. Okay, before we go to the commercial, we have a question for Dr. Collette this week.
Oh.
And our question is about planter's warts.
Oh, I've had them. Not pleasant. On the bottom of your feet. Yes,
so somebody sent in a question to Dr. C and said, tell me about planter's warts and what I can do about them. So So plantar warts is a condition where warts grow usually on the soles of the feet. They can be painful and relentless.
They are.
Oftentimes using medicated ointments such as Compound W may get these warts to shrink, but they won't actually go away. Other feet conditions may accompany plantar warts such as smelly feet, foot callus, and toenail fungus. Persistent plantar warts are often a signal. I know, I always tell her, she gets right down to the point, Dr. C, that's for sure.
We went from food to feet, really. Yeah. Well,
head to toe.
So what do you do for them?
Let me finish. Many times, those who have had these plantar warts have also had episodes of bladder problems, such as bladder infections, urinary tract infections, or incontinence. Other signs can include being intensely hungry between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. The connection between the feet and the bladder is a neurological condition. The same nerve that exits the spine controls both areas of the body. So if you experience foot pressures and foot issues, they usually happen before the bladder problems start. So it is important that you address the root of the cause. And so if you want to address this, you can call Dr. C at Gentle Talks Chiropractic at 727-235-3265. And now we need to go and listen to our partners, because with no partners, I don't get to talk. So don't go away. We'll see you in a little bit.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. Lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Because that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy.
You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAM Talk Radio Network.
Think about that, caregivers. That's what friends are for. I mean, some people listen to the caregiver affirmation and they go, yeah, Linda, that's really cool. That sounds really good, but it's easier said than done. And yes, I know it's easier said than done, but I think caregivers need to be conscious of what they do. I'm fearful for my caregivers. Caregivers that come to my support group and I watch them burn themselves out because they can do it all. And so we're going to lead into this with our caregiver contest. And we have a caregiver contest here on our show where people can go in and they can go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. And Lois was nominated. In the beginning when we first started this contest, we used to pick out, I had a team of women because I couldn't do it, to try to pick out who they thought had the best caregiver story. Well, there is no best caregiver story. Everybody's got a best caregiver story. So we put all the caregivers in a hat and we pick out a caregiver, and whoever doesn't win this month gets tossed to the next month. So we have Lois Vollmer on the show today. Welcome, Lois.
Hello.
Bring that closer to her.
Yes, ma'am. Hello there.
We're so excited that you're here today.
Well, it's exciting for me too. It's a new experience, so.
Yeah, it's good. So tell us, who do you care for?
I have my husband, Donald, who is an Alzheimer's patient. And
how long ago was he diagnosed?
He was first diagnosed about 6 years ago.
It's a journey, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it was just recently he was at the doctor, and they did that yearly Medicare evaluation, and I watched how many fewer questions he could answer this time than he did 1 year ago.
And the thing is, too, your husband's a very intelligent man.
Yes.
A very intelligent man. In fact, he was a teacher, right?
Yes, he was.
Because I've talked to Lois in the past, and she tells me he's always trying to give her tests all the time because in his mind, he's still a teacher. And you know what? It's and one of the things I love about you, Lois, is she's very patient with that. Mm-hmm. You know?
She says.
Well, so she says. No, she's been... What was the story the one time he just wanted to... Where were you driving him around to? Tell that story, please. This was after the hurricane.
Yeah. He wanted to... I can't remember exact detail what he looked for, because so many times we do this. Just recently, we had to go look for a place that would hire him to drive the horse and pull the trailer along. So he was looking for that, and he kept telling me to go north and out of town in the country. We've looked for where they are doing practicing and doing training for soldiers and lining up in the parade grounds.
Yeah, and wasn't there like a football game too, or a school thing or something?
Yeah, there's been school games. We've been looking for football games.
And she's so good, she takes him out and drives around with him.
But that's validation.
Yeah. And then she'll just say, you know, after a while, well, we really can't find it. Could you, like, tell me the way? And if he can't tell her the way, then no. Instead of denying his feelings.
Right. No, it's wonderful.
But it's exhausting for her.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Well, the point is, you know you're doing it to go nowhere. But he feels better. He's calmed down when he gets home. And he sometimes, by the time we get home, he's forgotten where he wanted to go.
Right.
And
then you feel better that he feels better.
Right.
It's a whole, you know.
It's a cycle all around. Mm-hmm. We look for certain clothes. Last night he took a shower, got ready for bed, and he had his little pullover T-shirt sports shirt on under his pajama top. And I said, you decided to wear something different to bed tonight.
God bless you.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And he looked down and he said, I suppose I should take this off. I said, no, nobody cares what you're wearing in bed and sleeping. So just leave it on.
You can teach all of us.
But you know what? Eden is love. And Lois loves her husband.
Get it. Right?
Yeah.
And she respects him, and Eden is respect.
It is. And Eden is all of that. But what I love is there's so many care partners like Lois who don't get it, validate. No, and they love their person, but they don't understand. You're getting in the world with him and making it better for both of you.
Right.
As hard as it is for you.
You girls need to come a little closer when you talk.
Come a little bit closer.
Okay. More singers on the show. I think that's really important. So, Lois, tell me, like, what's your biggest challenge?
Probably keeping up with where he wants to be, what he wants to do. He's in his fantasy world very frequently.
And he doesn't have to think of all the other stuff you got to think about. He's just got to think about whatever he wants to do.
And... evenings often are the kids home. Where are the kids? And I don't know if he's thinking of school children or our own children when they were little, but where are the kids? And I've even had to resort to calling my children up in Minnesota, having them call him back and telling them that they have the kids in their house and the kids are safe.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
She's the bomb. Yeah, she's the bomb.
And so he felt better. Then he could go to sleep. He was very upset. I don't think he'd have slept if he hadn't found out that the kids are all okay. And
and that's a man you love that cares about the kids.
Yeah.
Right, Linda, exactly.
That cares about the kids. I think sometimes when we deal with these illnesses and these diseases, we're like, we just forget those basics.
Right.
Because he's still the same guy in there.
Yeah.
Well, recently you told me something about because it's starting to be a problem with him remembering her all the time or whatever. And what did he say something about you being a great dancer or something? What was it? Tell me that story, Lois.
Well, he Yeah, he liked to dance, and so he was one day looked at me and he said, "I wonder what happened to that lady that I used to dance with. She was a great dancer, but I haven't seen her in a long time." And I've just accepted that there are days that he will look at me and not know who I am, and that happens too.
Right.
But then I get the alternative is the other night I whispered in his ear, "I love you." He said, big smile on his face, and he said, "I love you too." Oh. And,
almost as much as Lois.
Oh, that he asked me to get that strange woman out of his bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know who she is. I said, well, I'll do my best to get her out. And
yeah. But that's what Lois is so good about. Right. You know, somebody else would be like, "There's nobody in your bed. What are you talking about?
I'm your wife. I'm the dancer."
Right.
Doesn't serve any purpose. But I love the fact that he was wondering where that lady went who danced so beautifully, because he was imagining you when you were younger. He was looking for
Wasn't
you.
Wasn't that on your 60th wedding anniversary or something?
Yes, it was.
I was on your anniversary.
Oh, what a gift.
That's true love.
But and not just that. You have to be open to the possibilities.
That's right.
You have to be, you know, she's open to it.
Yes.
And I think being open to that, you'll get to receive more. You'll get to find more, that little bit of joy that we're there, where someone else gets so intense in the situation and everything else that they don't even hear what the person's saying.
You remind me, Lois, of a mentor in Eden. Her name is Sarah, and her husband, Joseph, also lived with dementia. And she was presenting one time, and Joseph decided he was hearing music in his head, and he got up and started dancing with her. So she presented.
And kept dancing with him.
And danced with him. And that everything you're saying reminds me of that. Yeah. So really beautiful.
Yeah, it is really beautiful. You know, just go with it, guys.
Yeah.
Just go with it. You know what I say all the time about you need to go into their world. They can not go into yours. You hear me clearly? They cannot go into yours. And if you've just recently received a diagnosis or you see new things happening and you're not sure, you know, the other thing I always say is knowledge is power. So talk to people that have been through it.
Right.
Go to the Alzheimer's Association. Go to the internet. There are support groups. There are online support groups. There are seminars. There are a lot of stuff, because if you can understand the disease to the best that you can find some joy. If you do not understand it, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be
and make the person you're caring for more miserable.
Right. Make the most hideous disease in the world worse.
Right. You don't know how many times I talk to a caregiver that says to me, "This wasn't the plan. This wasn't the plan."
Wow.
Right, Lois?
Right. No, none of us plan that your spouse or partner is not going to be able to continue to function in a normal manner. But I have accepted. I knew that there was a tendency for some Alzheimer's in his family. So I watched his sister with it and watched her decline and what has happened to her through the years. And I had another experience. At one point, he had been in a nursing home for rehab after falling. And then he became very belligerent in there. And so I moved him to a memory care unit. And then I spent many, many hours. Most of my life was spent in the memory care unit building with him.
Right.
It was a fabulous information source for me, because I watched other people, how they functioned, what they needed and what they didn't need, how they were treated or not treated. And I'm not going to knock the
community.
They did a good job as best they could. But that was what made me think, I'm bringing him back home. Yep. I can do what they are doing for him.
Yeah.
And I can personalize it and not him having to go through some of these stresses. He was going downhill. I knew he would eventually go downhill, but I've stabilized it. I've held it off.
And you know, Lois, he would do the same for you.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
Yes, he would. Because that's that deal we make. you know, till death do us part, and that when things get crappy, I'm going to run the other way.
Right, right.
It's tough because, you know, caregivers, and I know, we don't take care of just anybody. We take care of people we truly love.
Right.
We truly love. And when you can boil down to it and find the love and remember the love and follow your heart, you'll do the right thing. I don't care what anybody else tells you or what somebody else says you should do or what your family thinks you should do. If it's you're with them, it's you. It's the two of you. So find that joy.
And hopefully you bring in a care team.
Yeah, and when you get help. You know, it was great. You know, when Lynn and I talked to Lois the other day about being on the show, well, she can't just leave him alone.
Right.
You know, and I said, well, maybe we'll have to work out that. You know, maybe we'll get help from a home health care company. But Lois reached out to a friend who has offered help to her. And I thought, well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That was really good because we need to do that.
That's that care partner team.
Care partners.
Yeah.
Care partners.
So anyway, so in this little caregiver basket that Lois is winning today, we have 8 hours of respite care from either Assisting Hands Home Care or Arden Courts or Maria's Adult Daycare. So whatever works out best for you, you can get 8 hours of respite care. And there's a haircut, and there's a poinsettia, and there is a gift certificate to Capo di Monte Italian Deli, and some books and chocolates and all sorts of good stuff. So we hope that you enjoy it, Lois.
I will. Thank you so much.
You deserve it. Yeah, you deserve
you
it.
Sure do deserve it.
Okay, guys, we got to talk to our partners. Don't go away. We'll be back in a couple minutes. One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
To the races, you know what that means? That means Lynn here. She was like so distracted talking to Lois. She forgot she had to do announcements.
I have to do announcements, and they're good ones.
Okay, let's
go. On December 10th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will perform a holiday show at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park. As always, it is pay what you can, and there's plenty of free parking. There will be door prizes, raffles, and exhibitors. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163.
It's very cool. Take your family. How many things can you go to the way you pay what you can?
That's right. And then on December 14th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., there's a workshop on caregiving solutions where all your questions will be answered at the University Area Community Center in Tampa. Breakfast is included. Please RSVP at caregiver.com. Or to 877-829-2734.
Remember, people, knowledge is power.
And then on January 4th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Beach House Wiregrass is sponsoring a workshop where our Linda Burhans will be the guest speaker. Whoa. She'll be talking about it, when is the right time for assisted living. It will be held at Mulligan's at Pebble Creek Golf Club.
Yum.
A light lunch will be served. Please RSVP by January 2nd to 813-358-0340.
Yeah, come meet me, guys, and we'll have the conversation and a delicious lunch.
Okay, that's 813-358-0340. Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 to 4 p.m. If you're worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. Okay.
Okay.
I'm done, Lenny.
She's done.
I'm done.
But we're going to go to back here to Michelle and Mel because we have an Eden Alternative Training coming up. Do you have the dates? It is...
Well, I'm going to say it's Michelle and Linda who will be doing this workshop over a three-week period, and I can tell you that the content of that workshop is amazing. Wonderful tools, and it's very inexpensive.
$40 for 3 4-hour sessions, including your workbook.
Right.
So you can't beat it.
And free parking.
And a lovely place to be, and you'll get education. You'll get to be entertained by me and Michelle.
It is the Tuesday the 16th, Tuesday the 23rd, and Tuesday the 30th.
At what
of
time?
January. It will be from 1 to 5 at the Home Care Assistance Office on McMullen Booth.
Okay, and if you go to lindaburhans.com or lindascaregiverconnections.com or whatever, it's right on the front page. It's probably easier just to go to lindaburhans.com. There's a whole flyer about it in the registration. Please join us because we need to bring this education to people. This is the kind of education that makes your caregiving experience better for you and your loved one and your family.
And your team. You can RSVP by either texting or calling 727-641-5483. And we will get you signed up.
And there's a lot of different things we're going to talk about during this training. In fact, when Michelle and I were just reviewing it the other day, it gets me all fired up again.
I know. That's the wonderful thing.
It gets you all fired up again. And part of it, too, is just, like we talked about caregivers and care partners, part of it is just language. Please be cognizant of the language that you use with your loved one. You know, I hate when I go into a rehab or a nursing facility or something, and I hear somebody say, "Oh, that's the bedwetter." Well, that bedwetter has a name. or go get the two-person transfer. No, that person has a name. And if we keep allowing people to treat our loved ones this way, it's just going to continue. So it's up to us to make the choices. It's up to us to educate other people. Because what are we doing here? We're taking care of people. We're not doing paperwork.
People we love.
Right. We're not doing paperwork.
Right, right.
This is the most important thing. You know, I can start ranting now about how we pay CNAs and everything else and all the terrible things that are going on. But it's true. And you know, I really loved that little conversation we had with Lois a little while ago, that Lois took an opportunity to have her husband go into a memory community, but decided it was best for him to come home. And you have to find what is best for you and what you can deal with. Right. Because there is someone else that maybe would not be able to take care of their loved one as much as they want to at home. May not be patient enough, may not be physically right. capable enough, right. you know, or whatever. So we have to remember that too, because there is a place for everything and everybody.
That's why it's called person-directed care.
Person-directed
right,
care.
Focused on the person and the support team, the care partner team, right?
Right.
And what they can do together wherever people live. But I want to say there's great communication skills in these workshops. Mm-hmm. There's wonderful language shifts, as Linda mentioned. Sometimes when we shift the words we use, we actually shift the whole image, right?
Right.
So it's really important to key in on those. And to focus on people's well-being, and that's one of my favorite parts, the domains of well-being.
And you know, and taking any of these trainings, what I love about it is now I'm surrounded by, like, these powerful women that want to make a difference in our communities. Mm-hmm. You know, when we did that last training, it was like, oh, my God. You know, you come in at first, you don't know anybody. You know, when I knew Michelle, but Mel doesn't sit us near each other. You know,
I was in trouble.
Yeah. It was good.
But and the one woman who didn't tell us until the end, and she was from the university.
She's not doing crafts. She's not doing.
No, the lady.
Oh, Regina.
Regina was great with the turnaround she made. But the lady that was sitting next to me, the 81-year-old lady,
Marie.
And what was her?
She was a former dean.
She was a former dean at FSU, and here we are taking a class together, and she's sitting next to me, you know.
And do you know why? Do you remember why she wanted to take the class? Because she's an elder living in a senior retirement community, and she wants it to be different.
She wants to make the change because she sees how elders are being treated. But that was.
Powerful.
Mean,
yeah, cool. And she didn't tell us that she was a former dean of the school until after the 3 days were up because she didn't want to influence us, you know, or anything like that. Because she reminded me so much of my stepmother, Heidi. They're like the same age, they're 81 years old. And the conversation was how we first, because we were sitting next to each other, was when people call elder people, they're sweetie or they're this. And she's like, I don't want anybody calling me any names, you know, I don't like that kind of thing. And then at one point it was like, I don't know, it must have been like 6 hours later, and I said to her, because you know how I talk, and I was like, okay, honey, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And she said, no, honey, from you is okay.
Yeah, you know? It's not from the girl.
Because
the
I know that
sure.
you mean it, you know.
Affectionately.
It's not like some guy going, okay, honey, you know, or whatever. Well, it was a great show today.
Do we have one more minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I want to say that the workshop that Linda and Michelle are doing, you guys out there can do it too. They were trained and they've been given the material to deliver. I am having a training, a 3-day training, which empowers participants to do what Linda and Michelle are going to be doing, put on these care partner workshops. And I will give Linda the information for her website, but it will be in February. The end of February in downtown St. Petersburg.
At the Sunshine very cool.
Center. Yes.
Oh, the Sunshine Center. Yeah. Oh, Michelle, we'll have to go visit.
Say, can we come again?
We'll be like the graduates.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get to graduation.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Like us on our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers, nominate a caregiver. Thanks for spending time with me. I really appreciate it. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Yay.